Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, how big.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, our good friend, President of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI Inc.biz. I encourage you to check that out. And or is it DS? It's just DSI.
DSI.biz is the website.
.biz, that's right. No ink. So check that out. Folks, you read the things that Bill writes. He's very prolific and very insightful in the way businesses work around the world, and you and I can learn from that. We do every time Bill joins us. But we're talking politics today, Bill. And so who would have thought in a million years, talk about, you described lightning in a bottle. You can't tell me that Bernie isn't the Trump equivalent of lightning in a bottle on the Democrat side. I mean, tell me 10 years ago, if I described this thing to you, what's going on right now, you would have taken my bet, wouldn't you?
Well, I would have taken your bet. I don't agree he's the lightning in a bottle. I think Bernie is. There have been candidates, John Anderson, McGovern had people. He didn't catch lightning in a bottle. He certainly caught a message. He's got the Elizabeth Warren, far left of the party, pretty
but
jazzed
people,
up.
There are people who like him. There are people who like him who don't even really. I mean, I think if there are people who say, I'll either vote for Bernie or Trump, they're not ideological voters.
No, the problem is that the reason the Democratic Party has been able to move to the left is because ahead of it, the Republican Party moved so far to the right. We used to have candidates who had to tack to the center to win. And lately, the center's been abandoned. I mean, when you look
oh,
at
yeah.
the, and so,
but
no,
I think the Democrats went first. Democrats went first.
I think I would argue
when they shot their blue dogs. I think that's when they went first.
I would argue otherwise. I would argue that Bill Clinton was the epitome of a Democratic centrist.
And I agree with that.
And at the same time, during the Clinton era, the rise of this focus on social issues, whether it be single-use bathrooms
right.
or abortion, that's when the Republicans discovered there was a segment of the population
right.
they could seize on by pandering to that. And it's drifted to where it's gone. Now, when people talk to me about my overseas travels and the rest of it, weaving this all together, I was in London last year watching Jeremy Corbyn get elected to the Labour Party. I've seen Marie Le Pen advance her fortunes in Paris. And I will tell you, this is not a U.S. phenomenon. This is a worldwide phenomenon.
The left-leaning thing?
No, not the left-leaning thing, the populist thing on both
oh,
sides,
yeah.
where the public is rising up and saying, I'm just...
Well, that's the lightning, isn't it? Isn't that the lightning people
no,
are looking
No, it isn't
for?
The lightning. It's not sustainable. Obama
okay.
had lightning that was sustainable. This is...
Well, he had help, though.
He
got the media to drink the Kool-Aid. You got to admit that.
The media
gave him a free pass.
There are those who would suggest that the media, despite its criticisms, is putting Donald Trump in the White House.
Well, they are giving him a lot of free media. There's no question, but he's a master at that. But let's get back to the convention. Sanders, he's got some momentum. I mean, the guy is staying in because he's winning states, and he's not going to be the nominee before he gets to the convention. But he's on a mission at the convention, isn't he?
Well, here. He isn't going to win.
Isn't he on a mission at the convention?
No, he's on a self-aggrandizement tour. You know what he reminds me of, and even though the man was a good friend of mine, Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
When Jimmy Carter's 1980 convention took it all the way to the end,
mm-hmm.
had lost long before he got there. But as you recall, as a young man watching Kennedy give that spectacular speech, which basically sunk the election for Reagan for Carter, and Reagan
right.
won it.
Right.
Bernie Sanders has nowhere to go. He's not going to run. He's 74 years old, Jim. He's
Why is he staying in it then?
Because he wants that Kennedy moment. This is the end of his career.
You actually think he's doing this? This is his personal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I believe that
I've never heard anybody else say it that way.
At this point, he wants to close out what he thinks is a successful career.
Well, don't you think he also feels obligated to the people who supported him, which is not insignificant?
He is no more obligated to the people who supported him than the people who supported Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
At some point, if mathematically you have no chance to win, and he's long past that, you sew it up unless you're on a mission of personal aggrandizement.
You got to admit, though, with 17 on the right and 2 on the left, you got to admit thinking that there'd still be 2 on the left when there's only 1 left on the right. That would have been a bet you would have taken.
I certainly agree with that, and I see that my Republican friends, maybe Rich is among them, are out shopping for an independent candidate. I mean, this is a bizarre year.
Rich isn't, but Rich, he's talking about Rich Gannon. Folks are Republican. So. What? Tell me again. Come back to the convention. What's going to happen at the convention?
I think
because Sanders is going to be there. He's going to make her speech to the left, isn't it? Come to the left.
No, I think she's gone about as far to the left as she's going to go. She's trying to tack for the general election. Bernie wants his Ted Kennedy speech. Hellfire and brimstone on Wall Street, and everything's going to be free. And I got to tell you, I'm a long-term Democrat, Jim, but I can assess for you the fact that the country is not ready to elect a 74-year-old socialist.
No, they're not.
It was never going to happen.
So bottom line on all this, then, you are saying, it sounds to me like, that Bernie is inflicting damage on Hillary.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's made her a better candidate, but at this point, we're beyond the point where
now
this is now about Bernie. It's not about the election or the process.
This is not about hardening the process. This is bruising now, isn't it?
This is all about Bernie, and this is getting his last shot in the limelight to be remembered as an American icon, a la Ted Kennedy in that speech in 1980.
And if he stays in, that's 2 more months.
No, it'll be longer than that. I mean, I assume yes, Philadelphia is a little bit more than 2 months away, but I think that the ramifications right up for the platform fight, it'll be nonstop. The only good news is that the Trump's contretemps will keep him in the background of the news.
Speaking of which, when we come back, we're going to match up Clinton and Trump after these messages with our good friend Bill Brandt. DSI.biz is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.